USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Surgeon General has issued an advisory.
Today, we live in a world where misinformation poses an imminent and insidious threat to our nation's health.
Vivek Murthy is calling for a nationwide effort to stop the spread of dangerous misinformation about COVID-19.
All of us have to ask how we can be more accountable and responsible for the information that we share. And those of us who may have larger platforms, I think, bear greater responsibility.
He says the false claims have led people to reject vaccines and public health officials, putting people at risk. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is to be interviewed on Saturday by investigators with the state attorney general's office, which are looking into sexual harassment allegations against him. The Democratic governor has been accused by several women of inappropriate touching and offensive remarks. He's apologized and said he's learned an important lesson about his behavior around women. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Nearly 40 million American families with about 65 million children are now receiving the first payments from the new expanded child tax credits that were created by President Biden's American Rescue Plan. USA Radio's Lance Pry has more.
Important changes to the child tax credit will help many families get advance payments of the credit starting Thursday. The IRS will pay half the total credit amount in advance with monthly payments. You will claim the other half when you file your 2021 income tax return. To qualify, you must have a 2019 or 2020 tax return and claim the child tax credit on the return. See IRS.gov for complete rules. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A Maryland jury has ruled that a man who killed five people in the Capital Gazette newsroom in 2018 is sane and therefore criminally responsible for the mass shooting. Gerald Ramos, 41, faces five life sentences without the possibility of parole. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Taliban fighters in Afghanistan have captured another strategic target as the terrorists continue their advance across the country. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The flag of Afghanistan was ripped from the pole at the main border crossing with Pakistan as Afghan forces fled or surrendered. Instead, the Taliban's white flag with a black Quranic verse was flying in its place. Former Admiral John Kirby, now the Pentagon spokesman, said Afghan forces continue to receive U.S. support.
They have the advantages. They have better capabilities than the Taliban in the air and on the ground. And they are certainly going to continue to have American support financially, logistically, and through assistance and maintenance.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
A famous musician is fighting communism. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
Cuban-American rapper and pop star Pitbull is calling for the world to support anti-communism protesters in Cuba.
People that we're so proud of, people such as a Jeff Bezos, Cuban-American, graduated from a high school in Miami, built one of the biggest companies in the world, the richest man in the world. He's somebody that can get involved and really help us on what we got. All we can do is create awareness.
Pitbull posting a two-minute video on Wednesday that he called a message to the world. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.